Stop just about anyone on the streets of Europe, as well as Latin America, Africa, even Asia, and chances are they'll know this name, Lionel Messi. They'll probably also know what he did this week. Messi is a 25-year-old Argentine soccer phenom, and he scored his 88th goal of the year. That's thought to be a world record. Lauren Freyer reports from Spain, where Messi lives and plays.
Back heel Messi!
He's done it!
The artful Dodger displaces Der Bomber, a new goal king!
It was one more goal for a prolific goal scorer. But the art with which Lionel Messi plays soccer sometimes brings grown men to tears.
Lionel Messi rewrites the history book, and we were all there to witness it and be privileged by this artisan.
The British TV announcer Ray Hudson, narrating one of Messi's goals last Sunday, couldn't avoid poetry.
Messi twisting, turning like an alligator with a twitch. Beautiful give and go. He takes a million pictures in that crystal ball that's inside of his head for this golden footballer. The most wonderful, stupendously magnificent player in the history of the game.
Now, some Americans may be asking, who? Lionel Messi doesn't have the playboy glamour that's made David Beckham or Cristiano Ronaldo famous across the pond, says Mark Elkington, who covers Spanish soccer for Reuters.
He's not what you say a classically good-looking kind of guy. He's quite small, and he has this very kind of humble, almost like a sort of teenager, you know, sort of shuffling along. He doesn't have all the trappings of the big superstar. And he plays football kind of like an excited teenager as well.
Messi was just 13 when he arrived to train with Barcelona, but he's loved even here in Madrid, enemy territory, home to a rival team, Real Madrid. In a downtown Madrid park, Jesus Lerma kicks around a ball with his friends. They're all diehard Real Madrid fans, but can't bring themselves to say anything bad about Messi.
I respect him a lot as a football player. He's like probably the best dribbler. I like him a lot, his game, his kind of goals, his team playing.
Messi scored his 88th goal of the year last night, besting a four-decade-old record, though a Brazilian team now says one of its players may have scored 89 goals in 1979. Whatever the case, Messi still has two more games before the end of the year, and he's broken many other records too, Elkington says.
He's been World Player of the Year for 3 years in a row, and he's favourite to win it again. Secondly, you know, the Champions League is the biggest club competition in the world, and he's been the top scorer in the Champions League for the last 4 years in a row. He's Barcelona's all-time leading scorer, and, you know, you've got to remember he's only 25. In theory, he's not even at his peak yet.
Messi's nickname is La Pulga, the flea, which is what the opposing team often thinks of him, a tiny 5'7" but incessant nuisance that they cannot stop.
He seems to run into a crowd of players and you think, oh, well, he's never going to get through there. And he seems to come through on the other side with the ball. And you just laugh and you go, that's unbelievable how he's done that.
Near the end of a pretty dirty game last year against Real Madrid, when players were getting sent off for rough tackles, Messi came out of nowhere, as he does, and scored two clean goals to win the game for Barcelona. And as one commentator said at the time, just as it looked like petulance and bickering would win the day, up steps the little maestro to show us all how the beautiful game can still be played. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.